Welcome to Another News. I'm Jeff Brady. Today we speak with Don Croft. He heads the site Etheric Warriors and aworldwithoutparasites.com. We talk about orgone and orgonite. But first, let's look at some of the stories in other news. Here's one. A bill to reinstate the Glass-Steagall reintroduction. Representatives Marcy Kupchur, Democrat from Ohio, and Walter Jones, a Republican in North Carolina, moved immediately within the opening hours of the 113th Congress to reintroduce legislation to revive Franklin D. Roosevelt's Glass-Steagall Act. The new bill, H.R. 129, replaces Kupchur's H.R. 1489, which had 84 co-sponsors but expired within the 112th Congress. The official Library of Congress website on legislation identifies the purpose of the bill thus, quote, to repeal certain provisions of the Graham-Leach-Bliley Act and revive the separation between commercial banking and the securities business in the manner provided in the Banking Act of 1933, the so-called Glass-Steagall Act, and for other purposes. Lyndon LaRouche and his Political Action Committee have identified the reinstatement of Glass-Steagall as the essential immediate first step in rescuing the U.S. and global economy from the catastrophes of hyperinflation and draconian austerity, to be immediately followed by the creation of a federal credit system linking to inaugurating major infrastructure projects such as the National Water and Power Alliance. This is a new bill. It's called H.R. 129, and it will repeal provisions of the Graham-Leach-Bliley Act and revive the separation between commercial banking and the securities business in the manner provided in the Banking Act of 1933, the so-called Glass-Steagall Act. A big thank you to everyone attending the Why in the World Are They Spraying meeting at the Van Damme Diner in Manhattan. Really appreciate you guys being there in support. We watched the film, Why in the World Are They Spraying? Michael Murphy was present. However, he was very sick with a fever, cold, and, you know, what a lot of us had or still have. But he made it to the diner and answered questions. It was really heartening just to be there and talk with people. Here's another story. Two Naperville women arrested, this is in Chicago, arrested after trying to block smart meters. This is the war, one of the wars that is connected to the United Nations Agenda 21. Two Naperville mothers were arrested Wednesday after they tried to block utility workers from installing new, quote, smart meters. CBS2's Dana Kozlov reports one of the women was released from custody late Wednesday of last week. The other was still in custody but should be released soon. Their arrests were the culmination of a two-year battle against smart meter installation. 2 years. Think about the persistence here. At Jen Stahl's home in Naperville, officers were forced to cut open a lock on her back gate to allow crews to access her meter when she refused to open the gate herself. It's new technology. It's city property. The city's allowed to upgrade their technology, upgrade their equipment, and that's what the city is doing, an officer explained to Stahl. The officer said Stahl's proper recourse was to take her case to the courts or to file a complaint with the city. He said the utility workers were just following directions to replace old meters with the new smart meters. Quote, but it's more than what I consent to do, and I'm fully aware of what the new functions of the meter do. I don't consent to that, Stahl said. Quote, no matter where you move, no matter what your jurisdiction you move into, you agree to all that stuff. If you're in the city of Chicago or city of Elgin, wherever you're at, the city of Naperville, that's city property, the officer said. The law allows it. That doesn't make it right, Stahl said, before officers cut the lock on her gate and utility crews went in to install a new smart meter. When Stahl stood in front of her old meter to block the crews, she was arrested for interfering with a police officer. After officers slapped the cuffs on her, she said, "This is supposed to be America, and people are supposed to have the right to protect their property." Several hundred Naperville residents opposed the wireless smart meters, citing concerns about possible health problems that might be caused by the meter's wireless signal, which is always on. They have said studies show the RF signal could be dangerous when combined with other RF frequencies already in existence. At other homes, Naperville utility workers hopped fences under private property to install meters over homeowners' objections. Kim Bendis filmed utility workers at her home as she told them to leave, but they started replacing her meter anyway. "Get off my property right now," she said. When a woman began cutting open a lock device over the meter, Bendis started shouting, "You're not allowed on my property. Get off my property right now." Hours later, she was arrested while shooting video of police officers outside Stahl's house. When officers told her to stop her audio recording of them, she refused and she was arrested. "We are trying to protect our property. We're trying to advocate for residents who are trying to say no to a product that's being debated all around the country," Kim Bendis said before her arrest. "The only recourse we have is to document it on film." Naperville City Manager Doug Krieger said the city is within its legal rights to install the smart meters on private property, replacing old meters, which are also their property. Krieger also said the meters are safe. Krieger said Stahl and Bendis deserved to be arrested if they violated the law, but it was not immediately clear what charges the women faced. Opponents of the smart meters also have cited security concerns. Because the meters are capable of tracking exactly when a customer is using electricity, the opponents fear it would allow strangers to know when they're home or gone at work. Some fear hackers could access that information. June, Dr. Konstantin Kordkov was on the show confirming that Oregon energy can be measured using GDV cameras that he helped develop. We also examined in a three-part series Oregon energy as it relates to the man who discovered it, research physician and scientist Wilhelm Reich. Oregon energy has been described as a biological energy in living substances that can coalesce to create organization on all scales within the microscopic. It's called bions. And within the macroscopic structures, Oregon energy would be clouds, and to even larger forms, such as galaxies. Over the years, the science and interpretation of Oregon has branched out into various groups and has taken the form as a global effort of people crafting their own pieces of Oregonite made from crystals, metallic shavings, and resin. There's a formula to this, including modifying Reich's work. The topics and viewpoints in this interview may be very subjective to some listeners. If that's the case, I might suggest putting this information into the wait-and-see category. We talked today with Don Croft, who heads the site Etheric Warriors and aworldwithoutparasites.com. Etheric Warriors is a site for people around the world to discuss their experiences creating and using the many varieties of Oregonite, such as Cloudbusters, Towerbusters, and wearing Oregonite pendants. The quiet buildup of microwave antenna towers, Doppler radar domes, and multiple ionospheric heater sites in the last 10 years has saturated our environment with electromagnetic smog, interfering with the base frequency of life on the planet. Yes, cell phone and other modern communication systems are carried on these towers, but there's more to this story. We talk with Don Croft about how etheric warriors around the planet are using Oregonite to help neutralize the EMF technology and much more. Don Croft, welcome to Another News.
Thank you.
Can you give listeners a brief introduction of how you got started working with Oregonite?
I got into zappers in 1996 because I bought one from a friend just to humor him and tried it, and it cured my lifelong depression and a whole bunch of other stuff, including some symptoms I got from a chemtrail in California in 1995. Cured it in one day. Cured all that in one day.
Really?
Yeah, it started making these like crazy and practically forcing sick people to use them so I could see what would happen. I want to know if all the claims were true about it. And in fact, they exceeded the claims.
Can you tell listeners what a zapper is?
Oh, sure. Okay, zapper is an extremely simple electronic device that pulses very weak electric current onto the skin through two electrodes, through a circuit 9-volt battery, and a few millionths of an amp can get through the skin. But that's enough to destroy all of the worms bacteria, bad bacteria, the fungus, the viruses in the body. And you keep wearing this thing, and it keeps destroying them. Most sicknesses are caused by those organisms, so, you know, you kill them, and it cures a lot of stuff.
Interesting.
And it's extremely simple. So
you got started.
I soon found that I need to improve the zapper's functional bits, you know, so I put the electrodes in the box, experimented with that, and I eventually came up with a zapper. It's really easy to use and inexpensive, and I started adding subtle energy components to that through the suggestions of friends who were psychic and could see energy, including my daughter. Then in 1998, I found out about Organite indirectly from Carl Wells, who was selling it. So I experimented with that, and I put that in the zappers, and I found that it was curing radiation sickness in people. And so I knew I had something special here. So then another fellow told me about Möbius coils. So I had that, and that did even more. And in 2000, we had the present model that we mainly sell now, the Terminator. And my wife, Carol, helped me with that in 2000 when we got together. So she also figured out that Organite has an effect on the environment similar to what a zapper can do for the human body. It restores bad energy perpetually, especially Earth vortexes, which is what she was seeing. And then in 2001, we made our first Organite Cloudbuster in Florida. I wanted to see what it would do to the weather. And it did. It created rain in a round circle for 2 weeks in a drought area. It had only been set up for 2 hours. Then we drove north with it and did stuff up and down the coast. A few months later, somebody discovered that it was disabling chemtrails. Which surprised me. And so within a year, thousands of these were built by people. And I stopped hearing of new cases of chemtrail-induced sickness in late 2002. We also discovered that a little small amount of Organite flips the death tower, which people call cell towers. Those are all weapons. It'll change that energy into positive energy. So the more they turn it up, the nicer it is. The reason I focus on the towers is because anybody can bust these towers and watch the changes in the atmosphere and feel the change in the ambience. And they usually put the towers on vortexes, so you're doing double duty. Most people won't have the sensitivity to know directly about any of this stuff. It'll just be fascinating. So what I've always tried to do is to focus on what we can do and what we can perceive on our own. Thousands of people are doing that now. That's why we started that. And the disinformants dogpile us on the web. So if you're looking for us, you're going to have to look way down the list. Even though we set the standards and we maintain a forum that, you know, credible reports are shared there from around the world. The best work is being done by the Africans right now.
Many countries in Africa are the target of attack right now. What sorts of things are you seeing in Africa?
Okay. They stopped several regional wars. Northern Uganda, Southern Sudan, they're stopping the fighting in Somalia right now. And they're doing it with Organite. And the way they're doing it, it's not intentional. They're selling Organite to farmers and fishermen. Now, the fishermen are causing these huge lakes to turn into positive energy-producing instruments. That's bringing rainfall to the deserts. The Organite causes people to feel good, and it makes it really hard to express aggressive emotion. Now, the first experience I had with the war stuff was on my visit to Uganda in 2003, in early 2004, and a friend of mine, Dr. Batikwe, took me up to the war area, and we distributed Organite, and within a couple of weeks, the fighting stopped. Now, these are CIA-backed, very murderous guys, you know. They were slaughtering families and stuff. It was horrible. And Ugandans are fantastic people. And what they've endured, oh, my God, you know, Idi Amin and what followed, all of that was British sponsored. And it's because they're fantastic people. They try to destroy every good culture on the planet. I'm not talking about the English people. I'm talking about the bankers in London and the secret societies. Yeah. And I'm halfway through Carol Quigley's book, which is wonderful, but he never mentions any of this stuff. But it's okay.
Let's talk about the cell towers. You call them death towers. I've seen these massive EMF clusters strapped around water towers. Can you talk about how these towers are not what they seem?
Well, they're poisoning the water, so people get sick. A sickened populace can't resist tyranny. The purpose of the towers, we believe, was to disarm the populace in preparation for genocide from the chemtrails. They have to reduce the population of the Earth down because we can't be controlled by parasites. The corporate world order is a parasite. Parasite in the body politic. Our business is called World Without Parasites. And that's our goal. And it should be everybody's goal. We don't need these guys. We don't need them.
Can you describe a little more about the nature of parasites as you see it?
Yeah, parasites live to exploit others. Their purpose is to exploit others. They have consciousness and will, and that's why some sicknesses are seen as aggressive. So, and the energy spectrum goes from negative to positive. It's just what is. There's a use for everything. There's a use for decay. You know, you dig up a corpse and it's full of worms. Well, those worms lived inside the body when it was alive, but when the body died, there was no more defense against them. If I heard what I'm saying 20 years ago, it sounded like babble to me. That human awareness is increasing every day. This is something that will never be reported on the TV. It will be extremely hard to find, even on the Internet, because, let's say, the CIA, the NSA, MI6, and the Mossadites have flooded the Internet with disinformants. And they are at the top of all the search engines. If you want substantive material, you have to be very discerning and to dig and dig and dig. But it's worth it. It always works for the persistent.
It's very different from other classic studies of orgone energy based in Wilhelm Reich's work. We've had on Kevin Hinchey, Dr. James DeMeo, talking about orgone energy. And they're not on the same page as you, but
we went to Organon in Rangeley, Maine, with our first Organite Cloudbuster in March 2001, and there was a violent blizzard. We barely made it there. And in the park, we got in a motel at 2 a.m. in Rangeley. I set up the Cloudbuster outside, went to sleep, and got in the morning. There was a huge blue hole in the middle of that dark blizzard, and there was no wind. It was just gorgeous. And people were standing outside staring up at this blue hole. It's one of the few times I saw people noticing what was happening in the sky. And so we drove over there to Organon, and they wouldn't let us in. You know, they refused to let us in. When you're reading criticisms of our stuff, just bear in mind that these people have not experimented. I think DeMeo did, but he doesn't talk about it.
He actually did on the show. He did talk about restoring rain in deserts using his Cloudbuster based on Reich's diagrams and plans and instruction.
Okay. A few years after DeMeo did, we met the man who sponsored him. We built several Organite Cloudbusters there. We went there first because an Afrikaner fellow built one in the Namib Desert and stopped the sandstorms around where he lived. And so we went there to support him and experiment with him. And, yeah, we brought rain and we got rid of the smog over a uranium radiation dump for European nuke plants. I got rid of the smog over that in the desert. Did a whole bunch of other stuff. These are absolutely harmless. There's probably 10,000 organite cloudbusters in the world. There's more rain every place there are cloudbusters. There's more rainfall than before. A German is reversing the Sahara Desert. He's got it raining all across Morocco into Tunisia. Another German guy and some friends reversed the Kalahari Desert with cloudbusters and organite, And that was in 2004. You won't hear about it in the news.
No.
Sarah and I greened up Death Valley with a couple of crowd busters and some organite over the course of 3 or 4 visits. That was years ago. Now, that made the news because it's beautiful all year round.
Mm.
When we got there, it was dead. I mean dead. There was nothing growing there.
Don, can you describe how organite is created?
Well, this is really simple. See, it's simple like the zappers. And that's what's so empowering about it. Anybody can do it. Anybody can see the results. You fill up a volume of catalyzed fibroblast resin with metal flakes or metal shavings. Put a little crystal in there to make it work better. And that's it. People make them in muffin tins and paper cups. I make mine in little paper cups because I toss them out of an airplane from mountaintops and stuff. And it's easier to grab them and toss them.
That's
3 ounces is the optimal size. That'll bust an average death tower. The bigger death towers, you need 3 or 4 of these.
I was on your site, Etheric Warriors, and I was reading.
Okay.
I was reading the testimonials and the stories of the people around the world and in this country that go to cell towers or any kind of microwave transmitter antenna, drop these organite pieces nearby, and they get, all of a sudden, somebody appears out of nowhere, whether it's a man in black, a federal agent, or someone or something, but they just appear, or it's a helicopter. What's going on here?
That's a big part of the fun for me is spoiling the fish. And remember the parasites. Okay, Carol and I are still alive. They've tried to kill us countless times, but they're just parasites. If we are afraid of them, we'd be dead now. Nobody has to be afraid of them. Nobody in this network has been harmed. 3 of the Africans were murdered 4 years ago because they forgot to wear their zappers when they got poisoned, okay? The zappers neutralized most of their poisons. They'd have to put so much stuff in you to kill you that an autopsy would find it otherwise. See, fast cancer, stuff like that. Zappers cure a lot. Carol and I were poisoned with beryllium really heavily. It made us a little bit sick until a doctor friend of ours got it out, and that was it. If it weren't for the zappers, it might have given us heart attacks, you know.
Oh, my.
That was 7 years ago. When I talked about it, they quit doing it. See, there again, parasites. Okay, most people are not surveilled this way because there's just too many of us now. The ones they're going to surveil are the ones that maybe Monarch assets can be scared away from doing this, you know, by seeing some Fed. Can I tell you about my Men in Black experience?
Oh, please do.
Okay, in November 2002, I heard there was going to be an anti-government demonstration in Washington, D.C., and they had been really hurting people. I figured, no, they may kill people with this one. So it was a whole bunch of farmers going there, and the farmers, they're scared of farmers. So they might have done something really stupid. So I took a bunch of organite. I tried to. They took it from me at the airport. So I made a bunch of organite when I was in D.C., and I put it along all of the routes that marked that inverted satanic pentagram that the city's built on. It's easy to see on a map. And including the parade route. And left. And it took me like 4 nights. I had to do it at night because it's the only time you can see it is. And behind the Capitol building, when I was gifting the owl's head, the Capitol building is a temple of Moloch, a Babylonian god. If the gardens are the head of the owl, the ears, the eyes, and so forth. I was gifting that. Gifting is what we call putting organite in the ground.
Mm-hmm.
And this huge stretched limo with blacked out windshield and windows pulled up beside me and drove real slow so that the passengers could get a good look at me and drove away. That was at 2 a.m. When I was done with the city, I was on my way back to Baltimore to get the flight out, and I stopped at an A&W restaurant, and I was standing in line, and all these guys in black suits started crowding around me, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I look out in the parking lot, and they're all black Lincoln Town Cars. Each one had his own town car, you know, with chrome all over it. These are the fancy guys. But they look like thugs. I mean,
they look like prize fighters, all beat up, you know, half of them with ugly countenances. And they crowd me. I thought, well, excuse me. I got out of there. I got my food. I got out of there. I thought they were badly dressed morticians. But no, they're men in black. They all had the bulges at their ankle. They probably had 6 or 7 guns on them. I mean, that was supposed to scare me, but it was one of the funniest things I ever saw. You can't be afraid of them.
You can't. The intelligence agencies generally are in connection with these EMF towers and this level of negative energy. What are you finding out about that relationship?
Well, we had the crash course in 2001 when we first started doing this stuff, because the first thing they did was try to infiltrate and take over this thing and poison it. And the problem was it was never organized. It's still not organized. You know, most people that do this, I don't even know who I am. But the information spreads, you know. And that's wonderful. This is the grassroots movement. This is just incredible. If there was personality worship involved, I'd be dead now. They eventually gave that up. Every couple of years, they'll send some mole into my forum, though, and he'll get past my screening, and he'll lay low, and he'll act nice, and then they pull a trigger a couple of years later after trying to get a following. It rarely does much harm. Because we're not organized, and it's not personality-based. See how it works?
Yeah, I do, yes.
And I constantly support the work of others. A lot of them are doing a whole lot more than I am, a whole lot of them. And so I highlight their work, and I promote them. Because I want to know people to know that this is not. It has nothing to do with me. If I die tomorrow, it would probably expand.
Now, on your site, you made a connection with this type of etheric energy and cetaceans, dolphins and whales. Can you talk about that a little bit?
You know, this is something I don't talk much about on Etheric Warriors, but the etheric part is what got us into it. Like I say, my wife is psychic. She communicates with animals. She sees dead people the same way that you and I see ordinary people. Has ever since she was a kid. My daughter was that way briefly before Carol and I got together. My daughter was living with me in pre-adolescent. She had been through death, and she came back psychic. And so she helped me, you know. And Carol took it to the next level later on. As my wife says, everybody's having these experiences now. It's increasing because human awareness is increasing. It's got absolutely nothing to do with anything except the stage of growth we're at as a species right now. You know, it's increasing. There is no sudden instant where you have something and you don't have it and you do. No, it's a gradual process. And the ones who will pay attention will get the most from it. That's all. You can't make yourself psychic. I'm not psychic and I don't want to be. But I'm happy to have these random experiences. They're good confirmations. And organite works on the heart. You know, the heart is who we are. It's not the mind. The mind is easy to manipulate, easy to control. The heart is much more difficult. So when we choose to listen to our hearts, we become more intuitive, we become more discerning, and life gets more interesting and a whole lot more fun. I was a materialist, just like every other American brought up in the school system and the churches and whatnot. And I hated it, but I didn't know why I was unhappy. I mean, I was 50 years old when Carol and I got together, and everything changed. Everything got better, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So things were leading up to that over the course of years, but that was that's when the tide shifted.
Getting back to the question about dolphins.
Oh, no, I'll talk about it. Yeah, Carol and I, some of dolphins. When we were in Florida, when we went down there to stop the hurricane agenda in 2005, we put organite every quarter mile around the coast, all the way down through the Keys, down the Atlantic and up the Pacific side up to Tampa. And we cleared up the Gulf. We restored the dead reef. And dolphins were with us almost every time we went out. Dolphins were there. And eventually they came by the boat and tried to get me to get in to swim with them. But for some reason, I didn't. And we even cleared up the red tide, which had killed everything from Tampa all the way down to Venice, like 150 miles or 100 miles of coastline where the water was dead and you couldn't swim in it.
Oh, wow.
Right. There was, yeah, we cleared that up. And the fish came back. People started swimming and fishing within a month or so. That was never on the news either. They just stopped talking about it. See how it works?
I do. Oh, yes.
But they quit predicting more and more devastating hurricanes, too.
This area of study and experimentation is, and healing is really, really fascinating, and it does take a lot of effort on your part to see if it works, get a consensus of people around you, see if it works. But for somebody just getting into this or hearing it for the first time, it must be very difficult. But we're going to open the lines anyway, Don. Listeners, if you have a question or comment for our guest, Don Croft, please call us at 917-580-6020, and we'll be right back after this break. Listening to Another News, I'm Jeff Brady. Our guest is Don Croft, and if you have a question or comment, please call 917-580-6020. Don, you're in the car, sitting by the highway.
Oh, yeah, I'm ready.
I appreciate you doing this. As you can hear, listeners, there's going to be a little bit of an echo because of the cell phone quality, which is business as usual. I wanted to ask you briefly, Don, have your websites been attacked?
Yeah, Etheric Warriors was destroyed apparently by the NSA and by British MI6 twice. The servers were also damaged and destroyed. The first time was in Montreal. The second time was in Santiago, Chile. And then a friend of mine, a new friend, started hosting this outside of Washington, D.C. He was really good at it. He used to be an airline pilot. Mm-hmm. And he also, his server also hosts some CIA dummy sites, so they're not going to cut their nose off to spite their face. And we've been safe there since August 2009, but several years of reports were lost.
Interesting. That's fascinating. We have a call on the line. We're going to go to that call. Hi, caller. You're on the air.
Yeah, hello. How you doing?
Good.
Yeah, this is Ed from Jamaica.
How you doing, Ed?
I'm all right. I just had a couple of questions for Don. How you doing, sir? On your website, are there instructions on how to manufacture organite, since you say it's such a simple process?
Yes, it is. Thanks for asking. In fact, it's really simple.
Yeah.
Really simple to do. And anybody who tells you it's complicated is either misleading you or is deluded. And the best work in the world is being done by the East Africans, who sell it to farmers and fishermen, and theirs is the simplest organite. It's just like what I use for field work.
And all of these events, you say, the rain in the Sahara and things of that, I'm pretty much into Africa. I've been following a lot of what's going on there. But unfortunately, I've never really heard of any of these things you talk about. I mean, is there any specific place you can look for outside verification?
Well, there's an awful lot of websites about this on the Internet, but most of that is disinformation. Now, Carol and I started this in 2001, and I think the best reports are on my forum, my international forum. Yeah. And the reason there aren't more forums is because the feds will just flood those forums with saboteurs and program people, and they'll just wreck it. And I've kept them out.
I'll definitely go to your website, and I'll try some of the experiments. Ever since hearing about Orgon Energy, I've been in contact with the William Wright Infant Trust. I guess I'll have to try yours. Only seeing is believing as far as I'm concerned. So thank you for the information and have a good night.
All right, thanks for calling.
Thank you, Ed. Good to hear from you. We're going to go to another call. Hi, you're on the air with Don Croft.
Yes, good evening. I'd like to ask my question and listen on the air because I'm not getting the best signal through the phone. Mr. Croft, is a Zappa talked about, is that related to Dr. Beck's work? And elaborate. And I'd also like you and Jeff to walk us through making an organite pendant, you know, just sort of walk us through the craft of that. And I'll listen over the air. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, caller.
You know, my hearing's not that great, but I did hear ask about a pendant. Well, organite is really simple. And all you do is you combine resin, catalyzed resin, and metal fragments, metal flakes, and a little bit of a crystal, and wear that near your heart. Even the simplest organite does miraculous things. There's a lot of people making pendants and a lot of people making extraordinary claims for them, but the only way to know what's true or not is to start experimenting with the simplest organite and paying attention to the effects. Then you'll have a baseline, and then you can try some other products. But, you know, my wife's been making these pendants for 10 years, and it's a competitive market now. So most of us who do this, we have a lot of friends that do this, that sell products that compete with ours, and we generally keep it a little bit secret, how we combine the elements. But it's impossible to make organite that does any harm. Impossible.
Don, I wondered about that. Some people have their own recipe, their own formula, things like that. I want to just say, listeners, if you have a question or comment for Don Croft, who makes organite and organite pendants and a lot of different varieties, please call at 917-580-6020. It's a new number. Now, a friend of mine who listens, his name's Wayne, had written me a couple emails on your work, and he mentioned that he says that all of the EMF technology here in the U.S. makes it difficult to appreciate the energy of organite, and he suspects that the ancient cultures around the pyramids may have benefited greatly from their powers. For example, in an agrarian maternal society, maybe in Africa, a small force will be immediately noticed and appreciated. A small positive force can cause a ripple of positive emotion in the local population. We have another call. Okay, we're going to go to the next call. Hi, you're on the air.
Yeah, hi. My name is Desiree, and I was just interested in. Okay,
you got to turn your radio down too.
My name is Desiree, and I want to know how, where are the websites? What are the websites? Right, and also how to create this organite, and I'm going to turn my radio down a little bit.
Oh, yeah, thanks for asking. Well, our forum, which is where the information about organite mainly is, etherichwarriors.com. You want me to spell it?
No, I think listeners will get it, etherichwarriors.com. And what's the other one?
Well, our business site, which is what led us into this in the first place, is worldwithoutparasites.com.
Worldwithoutparasites.com. And yeah. We went into a little bit of detail about the definition of parasites in this context. If you have a question or comment for Don Croft, call us at 917-580-6020. What did you think about what Wayne had mentioned regarding the agrarian and maternal society of some areas in Africa and how organite will be really noticed in that landscape?
Well, having been to Africa a couple of times, I can tell you that any kind of energy dynamic is a lot more intense than here. So the effects of organite are more immediate. And yeah, that's true. African people generally are more tuned in with emotional life, and they tend to identify these things a little more readily. Farmers are buying it, so, oh my God, try to sell it to a farmer here, you know, good luck.
It's true. And the point that Wayne made is that people are, you know, we're living in a saturated landscape of EMF technology where you really will hardly notice the effects of Organite.
Anybody who pays attention is going to notice the effects. And the short course is to go out and put some Organite by all the death towers in your town. There's one new death tower for every 2,000 people. When you do that, you're going to turn these into instruments of healing. The EMF part hasn't changed. So what has changed? It's the underlying energy matrix that is being affected by the EMF. So you change that to positive, the sky lights up, the smog clears away, people start smiling, people are less afraid. It's quite dramatic.
It's
and
dramatic.
That's why this is spreading. That's why this is spreading, because of the death towers.
We have another call on the line. We're going to go to that call. Hi, you're on the air.
Yes, hi. Have you had any experience with a zapper killing scabies? My friend and I are suffering years with this horrendous parasite that the doctors have no knowledge of, and they give you very ineffectual medications. And there's a bunch of us on the Internet that are trying all kinds of experimental things. But I had heard about the zapper, but I didn't hear positive things about it. But I'm wondering, because it's definitely a parasitic infestation that many of us have around the world, people from Australia to Africa to California, that we all communicate together and we're trying to find a way to free our lives back.
Well, scabies are killed in a few minutes with any zapper, okay? Real scabies. The problem is, this relates to Morgellons, too, that there's a new strain of weaponized insects or nanotech, I don't know what it is, but it's being called scabies. And our zappers have had pretty good luck with that, but I can't ever predict if it's going to be successful because I haven't had enough direct experience with it. But I would try the basic zapper, $35 from my friend's website, ctbusters.com.
See like cat?
It's $35. You just put that zapper on. If those aren't all dead in about 30 minutes.
Don, we can't go into the price and everything on this station.
Website, though?
CT.
Cat Tom.
CTBusters.com.
CTBusters. Okay. Yeah, I don't think this is nanotechnology. Some people, are talking about the strings coming out and all of that, but that's a whole other thing. This is definitely...
it's all secret stuff, so you can't document it because it's entirely secret. And, there's a lot of weapons out there being deployed, a whole lot of them. And
I think this is just the old-fashioned one that's been around since biblical times, and unfortunately the medical community isn't aware that there's an epidemic out there. I mean, there's literally, thousands of us on the Internet that are just desperate.
Well, here's the deal. Good news travels slowly. Whenever you have something good, there's an awful lot of people on the Internet who will try to shout it down. And so you have to experiment on your own. That's very inexpensive.
That's
not my product. I'm promoting it, but it's not my product, so you can trust that I'm not trying to make a buck off of you, okay?
Okay. May I just ask you briefly, is it a vibrational kill? Is that what's going on, a vibrational kill with the zapper?
No, it's just pure electricity, microcurrent. That's all it is.
Okay. So. Well, I'll go. Do you think more information would be at the CT Buster or at the Etheric Warrior or at the World Without Parasite? Which would you recommend?
Well, I link to that on World Without Parasite, but I don't sell them. I push them pretty aggressively because I don't want people to spend for hours if they're skeptical. We prefer to sell by referral. So we push that basic zapper. Yeah.
Okay. All right. God knows we've tried so many things. It's really pathetic.
Okay. You can contact me through my site.
Okay. I appreciate your time.
Let me know.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Do we have another call, Max? Oh, we don't have calls. Okay, let me give out the number one more time. 917-580-6020 is the number to call if you have a question or a comment for our guest, Don Croft. Don, I have another question for you. It seems that the more fun testimonials are the incidences that occur when people are gifting towers and specific areas, and an agent pops up. I'd love to hear those stories. Do you have any more?
Oh, I can tell you, not far from where I am right now, we did all the death towers around here 11 years ago. That includes the city of Spokane. There's about 100 towers there.
Jeez.
And when I was out in the countryside, at a four-way stop sign, there would be me at one stop sign and three feds. And then when those are gone, there'd be some more. And the most dramatic, I'll tell you a good one, okay?
Okay.
I was down in Los Angeles with my friend Don Bradley, and we were driving around Pasadena. We had to go to a store, and he said, hey, check out all these feds around you. He knows about this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
He was teaching me about it.
Mm-hmm.
You can see the same faces over and over again. He said, as soon as you look at one in the eye, they have to peel off and he's immediately replaced. We've got somebody a block over on one side and in front and back. And I had a thing called a sucker punch,
mm-hmm.
S-U-C-C-O-R, which I used to, as a protective device that Carol and I developed. It's a crystal with a Mobius coil and a frequency. And I said, well, I wonder what happens if I turn this on. So we went to get a hamburger. I turned this thing on and came back out, and they were all gone. They lost us. And they didn't find us again until we drove back in his driveway, Pasadena, and boy, they were mad. And right across the street from Nazareth, I saw my first reptilian. Green skin, black eyes, no hair, no nose. It was pretty cool.
Oh, you saw that?
It was in an NSA residence. They took over a house across the street from this guy. A CIA took over a house next door. LAPD had another house. And the people that had him before died of heart attacks, so they got him cheap, you know.
This is incredible.
Sudden heart attacks. Yeah, sudden heart attack. We're not being harmed, okay? Nobody I know is being harmed. Because we're out in the open. And the feds are like dogs, okay? If you're not afraid of them, they're not going to bite you.
Right, they'll smell fear. In my neighborhood, I heard that the CIA will take residents and pretend to be a family in the luxury apartments. We have another call on the line.
Oh, yeah, it's creepy. Oh. It's beyond creepy.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead, caller.
Yes, good evening. I'm sorry. I'm just tuning this in, and I'm hearing about Oregonite. I don't know what any of this stuff is. How do I get information on this?
I'll give out the website really quickly, etherecwarriors.com.
I'm sorry, what is it again?
Etheric Warriors.
Etheric?
Etheric. E-T-H-E-R.
I'm sorry, what is it again now?
E-T-H-E-R-I-C. Warriors.com.
Warriors.com. It talks about Oregonite and all that stuff?
Correct. And then there's another site called WorldWithoutParasites.com.
WorldWithoutParasites.com. Okay, thank you so much.
Sure thing.
All right, bye-bye.
Have fun with it.
Let's get back to that incident that you had with. Now you saw somebody who appeared to be a reptilian, green, black
eyes. Oh no, we both saw her. She was driving a car out of that house across the street from him. I was pushing his baby in a stroller. We were walking right in front of the house. This car pulled out. This creature in a female wig, female dress, green skin. A little nub for a nose, a couple of holes in the face, no ears, very sharp features, black eyes. She drove by and looked at both of us. They said, and Don Bradley said, see there? That's what I'm talking about. I tell you what, when you see spaceships and aliens and all that stuff, ghosts, whatever, reptilians, it's not weird. It just seems natural because it is natural. There's nothing scary about it.
Don, I think what would be weird is the dressing up as a woman with the wig and everything. That will throw me off for a second.
Oh, yeah. When we talked to Al Bielek in a restaurant in Atlanta in 2001, kind of what got us started. We built our first Oregonite Cloudbuster a few weeks after that in Florida. And we were sitting with him in an IHOP restaurant. I asked him questions, and he talked for about 4 hours. Okay, and the whole time, nobody else in the restaurant. It was the middle of the day, except a couple who weren't really a couple. They looked like identical twins, barely human. One was gotten up as a woman, and one as a man. And they stared at us the whole time. They didn't eat. They stared at us. Carol said, those are reptilians. She said, well, they're not bad. You know, they're just checking us out. They're just keeping track. And not all these reptilians are bad. It's just not like that.
Correct.
We're all sentient beings. We're all the same.
Correct. We're all redeemable at some point.
Yeah, sure.
Have you heard of stories where somebody has organite in their backpack or walking around and then some, like in a public place, and then they notice that people are staring at them or these other beings can feel it?
Yeah, everybody feels it. And the trick is to pay attention to those impressions and not explain them away or shrug it off as imagination. And that's the reason this forum is useful, because you got reputable people all over the world sharing their experiences, their subjective experiences, and you see the consistency. This isn't a cult. It's not a personality cult. And, like I told you before, half the people that do this probably never even heard of Carol and I. They do it because it feels good and it's, fun.
Right, right. And just for listeners, I want to, the forum that Don Croft, our guest, has referenced is the etherecwarriors.com forum, where people write in about their experiences. One person was talking about how he may have found a factory or a plant where they could be mixing the mixtures for whatever they put in those chemtrail planes. Did you ever get to read that one?
You know, I miss a lot because I had a limited time for the internet. But, yeah, there are places like that. We went to Savannah where they were storing this stuff, and the smog was so dense, the energy was so bad that Carol couldn't drive the car. I had to do it. And, yeah, we cleared that up. And that stuff apparently came from China. That was in 2001. That was the day after we talked to Al Bielek. We had some organite in the car, and we went around. I told you before, Evergreen Airport outside of Tucson, that's where the CIA parks a lot of these chemtrail planes.
Mm-hmm.
I know somebody that got in there selling fire extinguishers, and they gave him a tour. Edwards Air Force Base is right next to another big factory. That's at Mojave Airport. If you have binoculars, you can see all these planes being turned from British and American airliners into chemtrail planes in stages, outdoors. And then you always see a U.S. Air Force tanker parked there for refueling these guys when they're flying. The U.S. Air Force and the CIA are ugly twins. Ugly twins. Joined at the hip. You can't separate the two.
Do you think there's a military connection with the Death Towers as well? Like Air Force?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. And it's not just our military. These are worldwide. They went up all over the world at the same time at the end of 2001, right after the Feds blew up the World Trade Center. And they were all done within 6 months. And you talk to these technicians working on them, they don't know what they're for. They don't have a clue what they're putting up. And a lot of them have underground structures, too, that are really bizarre. And most of them are powered from underground, not from the commercial grid.
That's what I read.
Well, you just notice it. You got a 440 line going in, and you've got gigawatts going up the tower in these big, fat conduits, okay? Where does that power come from?
Right. Where does that power come from? That's a really good question.
I'll give you a hint. There are more nuclear generators underground than you could possibly count. And they usually have to have cooling ponds on the surface, because if they kept their energy down there, it would kill everybody. So you look for twin ponds, gravel-lined rectangular ponds, where the level of one is up, the level of the other is down, and it goes back and forth. Well, they have to vent that bad energy out into the atmosphere. You toss some organite in those ponds, and they stop changing the level. I think it shuts down the reactor.
Oh, this is great. Don Croft, we're coming to the end of the show. I really appreciate you being on and telling listeners the work that you've been doing for over a decade. Thank you so much for being on Another News.
Oh, my pleasure. Thanks for asking, Jeff.
Have a wonderful evening.
Okay.
Don Croft, who runs etheric warriors.com, worldwithoutparasites.com, will be fundraising next week, Monday, 10 p.m. See you there.